Regarding this article, much less, and then in the chestofair.com, you know, there was this article, and then he wrote a very sarcastic write-up about you, you know.
Oh, sorry, sir. Now, you see, this is what the Jews are doing to distract attention away from my target. They're demonizing it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Cuba, celebrating his birth. The 100th anniversary of his birth, about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And the Cuban Chess Federation or government, whatever, sent me about 50 or more beautiful color stamps of Capablanca.
Yeah, well, is that the...
Oh, yeah, there you go. That's not even a million of what they saw, but it's just something that I just remembered the other day, you know.
A friend of mine saw your picture in the 1992 World Championship, you know, in Yugoslavia, and he saw you were wearing a visor, and he asked me, you know, why were you wearing a visor?
Oh, yeah, you know, I think this is an important innovation because when you play chess, your opponent can look into your eyes, and let's say it's his move, right?
He can see through your eyes.
Alternatively, you may try to not look at the move, and that will also make his decision, right? You're looking away, right?
Right.
So he gets he can get a lot from your eyes, especially when it's his move, but also he can get information, you know, when it's your move, too, you know, so that he knows in advance what you're thinking, so he can start analyzing and save time before you play it, right?
Yeah.
So I think this was a good innovation.
So you think it's of help, huh? This visor, huh?
Yeah, the next time I play Fisher Random, I'm going to wear it again, yeah.
Oh, I should buy my new visor for myself tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm getting a nice letter. You remember Spassky was starting to wear a visor too?
Yeah, Spassky was using, so maybe a similar reason also, huh?
Yeah.
But how about, have you heard, you know, I think there is this scheduled Kasparov Grand Prix, you know, both Jews, you know. They are going to have a match, you know, I don't know when, but they're supposed to play a match, but I noticed these people, they don't wear visors.
Well, they don't need visors when they play each other,
because
that match
is
going to be prearranged.
You believe it will be prearranged, eh?
Oh,
it's you told me you wanted to give an opinion about Elian Gonzalez game.
I'm very glad that he finally got free. You know, the U.S. finally let him go home. I was very concerned about his defense, you know. America is a land of circumcision.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what the percentages are now, but it's, you know, well over, I think, 90% now of the males are being circumcised. So the longer he stayed there, the more his penis was in danger.
Even here in the Philippines, it's quite popular, the circumcision, even in the Philippines.
Yeah, so the U.S. Jewish influence. The same here in Japan. You pick up any girly magazine, and they will have page after page of advertisements for circumcision clinics. The Jews are behind it, and they're so anxious here to get you circumcised, that even, this is absolute fact, I had somebody translate this for me, that even selling an instrument you can circumcise yourself at home. I think there's a good chance you just get into your penis altogether. I mean, the what's left, the whole thing, you know.
Also, it can hurt, it can affect your nerves, no? You don't believe, you completely disagree with this circumcision, no?
Oh, absolutely,
yeah. I understand, because why in the first place it's there, no, and then remove it, no?
The Jews, they know better than God or nature, right?
Yeah, I don't know, yeah.
That's what they're saying, you know.
Yeah.
They're absolutely criminal, but it's a major part of the Judaism, and they will never get it out. It's a criminal people.
Yeah. Anyway, we're running short. You want to comment on the situation in Africa?
Oh, yes. You know, I was just listening to the VIA the other day.
Yeah.
And an African called up and said, you know, it seems to me that the United States is not doing enough for Africa. You know, we have wars, AIDS, disease, famine, and all of this, and Africa's like just going down the drain. Yes, I don't understand it. I think I understand it. You know,
yeah.
I believe that the Jews want to depopulate Africa of all non-Jews and fill it up with Jews. I really believe that, yeah. That is the plan. If you remember, you Gene. This Theodor Herzl, the father of modern Zionism, he was talking about the Uganda as a home for Jews. The last century of it. So the Jews have had their eyes on Africa a long time. And there's a lot of Jews in this world, far, far, far than they're letting on. I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple of 100 million Jews in this world. So they have plenty of Jews to repopulate Africa with their own kind, you see? After everybody there is all the black people are dead, you see? Don't forget, Africa's full of gold and the diamonds and precious stones and platinum and chrome, all that stuff that drives the Jews wild.
Yeah.
So they want Africa, and I believe that's the plan, that's what this whole thing is all about. They want to depopulate Africa and repopulate it with you, later on. This is not a one-year plan, it's just over decades.
You mentioned to me also this Harry Heaven, you know, that he wrote that Bobby Fischer betrayed American Jet.
It's a vicious rat. The Jews are saying that he goes to all my 60 memorable games, right?
Right, right.
But I noticed that the Jews are also saying Fischer got this game to go wrong in game number 17 with Paul, right? In my memorable game.
Yeah.
They never say Hannah's got the game to go wrong with Paul, right?
Yeah.
Fischer got it wrong, see? If there's something bad in the book, that's Fischer, right?
Yeah, I know that.
And also, can you imagine if Evans Jones wrote the book, don't you think he would be screaming and laughing mad at that vicious bastard falsification? Come on.
Yeah.
This guy also, I have so much dirt on this Evans. You know, he prearranged, he threw his game to Sammy Reshevsky.
Yeah, I remember, you showed it to me, that game.
Yeah, his semifinal game, Sammy Reshevsky in Dallas, 57. Clearly, he was told me he overheard Evans and Reshevsky in the room and they're all trouble pretending it's the game. The day before the game.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he threw his first game in that tournament because Reshevsky, he lost that also. It was a double round loss. But by throwing that game in the semifinal round, Reshevsky managed to catch Clearly, you know?
Yeah.
But if you study that game, it's obvious. It's a very poor experience, you know.
Okay.
Evans is a pothead, you know that?
Huh?
He's a pothead. He smokes marijuana, he's a smoking ticket. My friend Ronnie Gross introduced him, I think, because Ronnie Gross is like an evangelist for pot. He's introduced a lot of chess players to pot.
Okay.
Evans is just a son of a bitch. He pretends to be independent, but he will write exactly what the Jewish world government tells him to write. He is a Jew. He is a circumcised Jew. I saw what was left of his penis. And also, he's had a second operation on his penis. He's had a vasectomy.
Okay.
So he can't have any kids. So he said, his first sexual experience was when he was 8 days old. His folks fell on a piece of his penis. And then later on, he had a vasectomy.
Any guess of the population of Jews, you know, for talking about the Jews, any guess?
Well, I think it could be as high as 200 million. Wouldn't surprise me, though.
Really?
Could be more.
That's awesome.
At least 100 million. I wouldn't be surprised if 200 million or more.
Yeah, because they're scattered all over the world, though.
Yeah, they claim they're like 15 million or whatever. Intangible assets such as brand, patent, license and trademark on what Create Value say. And they have exactly what they're doing. They have robbed my copyright for my 60 member of a game. They don't pay me anything for that my 60 member game. They have trademarked my name, Learning International, which is a Times Mirror Corporation. They said Bobby Fischer teaches chess is a trademark of Learning International. Can you imagine it?
Yeah.
So my name is their trademark.
Yeah.
And also they have stolen my patent for my clock, right?
Everything.
Yeah. And plus they stole my tangible assets too.
Yeah.
So they've got the whole ball of wax.
Yeah.
They know very well what they're doing when they violate my rights, when they come out with this Ford back position of my 60 member of a game, when they come out with this movie, which uses my name, Bobby Fischer, searching for Bobby Fischer, which is using my name to sell the movie. My name, in effect, is my brand, right?
Yeah.
Or my trademark. They're stealing that. If you try this on the Jews, on these big companies, they will slap you down, you won't forget it. They'll put you in jail, or that's good enough to have you roughed out, you know?
Okay, so they're following the principle of name game, huh? Okay, Bobby, because we are ending soon. Regarding these Bob Ellsworth, he tried to be nice with you and return a few of your things, but you were mentioning that you were quite surprised that he returned to you this Nixon letter, no?
Right, right.
But actually, in the item that he bought, he did not find the Nixon letter. So how come he was able to return it with you?
Right, right. Obviously, he didn't come with me here. He didn't come with the Confederate of Beacon, whoever bought it from Beacon. You know, he's an insider. All planned out. Where did he get this from?
Yeah, yeah. So
he said, how can he return? Obviously, he's an agent of Beacon. There's no question about it. This is a very obvious conspiracy. Everybody knows this. I mean, the people are afraid to support me publicly. They're afraid of Jews, and they're afraid of the U.S.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, foreigners are afraid to support me. But if you want, I'm never going to be in the U.S. But they want more decisions safe and out
there. Yeah. Yeah, okay. I remember when I was in Las Vegas, Bobby, somebody...
I was talking about the Jewish population. I have this in front of me now. According to this article here, this is USA Today in 1998, and they claim that the Jewish, that there's only 14 million people, 15 million Jews in the world today,
yeah, okay.
Which is utter nonsense. At least 100 million, probably a lot more Jews in the world.
Okay. Jeff, yeah, Bobby, because when I was in Las Vegas last year, yeah. Somebody approached me. And then he said that he saw some of the belongings or some of your belongings that were supposed to be auctioned anyway, and he saw the wheel of your mother. Was it the wheel of your mother?
Yes, it was my will.
Oh, or another your wheel, yeah. Have you lost the wheel?
I made a will and I had it up there, yeah.
My goodness, and even that there is in the hands now?
Yeah, even that. You think these people are vampires? And this is not just something as a collector's item. I believe they intend to use this will as a lever to steal my estate when I'm born. Or whatever they have stolen in my lifetime, if anything's left, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're absolute future, absolute parasites. I mean, disgusting, filthy creatures. I mean, and Benjamin Franklin, he called them vampires. And Benjamin Franklin won against many motherfuckers in the United States.
Oh my goodness. Anyway.
Yeah. He says they are vampires. He says that vampires cannot live from other vampires. They have to live from not Jews, you think. The blood of not Jews.
Anyway, it seems that they practically rob you of everything. But anyway, Bobby, your principle and your self-respect is still very much intact. And that is what is more important, Bobby.
Right.
So anyway, Bobby, I give you to Pablo now.
Yeah, Bobby, unfortunately we just lost our time right now. And I don't know when we can get together again.
I intend to come to the Philippines.
Really?
Very, very soon.
Okay.
I may be seeing you as soon as next
month. I look forward to that, Bobby.
Yeah, I'd like to go into the studio there.
Sure.
Another interview there.
Sure. Sure, all right.
Okay.
That'll be all for tonight then, and thank you very much.
Thank you,
Bob. Yes,
all right. Mention the date when the interview took place.
Okay. Yes, well, today is, tonight is Wednesday. It's the 9th of August, year 2000.
Okay.
And, all right, thank you very much. Good night.
Good night. Bye.
Bye.
Mga kaibigan, si Bobby Fisher po nakausap natin. And wala na kasi tayong oras. Sana pag-usapan pa namin kay Eugene ito pa mga bagay tungkol sa Chess Club sa Pilipinas. But we will have another chance, of course, with Eugene later on, siguro sa pangsunod nila araw. In the meantime, we'd like to thank you all for